Planting fear seeds does grow more fear. Abraham, a dear friend of mine, actually he was my mentor in business, volunteered to be a part of a medical study. He said that even though he was in brilliant health, he was willing to participate in it if he could be of value to others, because so many men that were his age at that time in that area were dying from this, whatever this disease was. Well, it seemed like only a matter of weeks before we received a message from him that he had been diagnosed with the illness, and now he's no longer in physical form. But he didn't seem to have a fear of the disease. Did he create it in his body by merely focusing on it?
It was his attention to it. In other words, it was his intent to be of value for others, and so he allowed them to probe and poke and look. And in the probing and poking and looking, he received enough stimulation of thought from the others to make him aware of the possibility. Not only the possibility, but the probability. They planted within him the seed of probability. And then, with the probing and poking and looking, his body responded to what then became the balance of his thought. It's a wonderful example that you've offered, because that disease was not within him until the attention to the disease was within him. But once the attention to the disease was within him, then his body responded in kind. The potential for wellness or illness is always within you. The thoughts you choose determine which you experience and to what degree you experience it.